Case Field, a venue that needs no introduction to Washington residents. Over the years, Case Field has seen many great football teams, track teams, individuals, and coaches to go through, and one of those being Max Cousins. Max was a longtime high school girls track coach for Washington, and he had a lot of great teams go through and impacted a lot of lives. Every year, the Max Cousins Invitational is a track meet for middle school athletes, and it's part of today's historical segment. On today's interview, we talk with longtime Washington High School boys track coach Steve Roth about his continued friendship with Max, who still resides in Washington at 85 years young. Steve also talks about the relationship they had as fellow coaches at Washington High School, the history of Max Cousins as it pertains to Washington athletics, and what it means to have an event like the Max Cousins Invitational every spring. Again, let's learn about Max Cousins, former Washington High School girls track coach, and the Max Cousins Invitational. Here's Cole Cook with Steve Roth. Steve, part of our historical series, we're looking at different courts, fields, and events named after individuals at various schools. Max, of course, has the Max Cousins Invitational at Washington. So first off, let's start from the beginning. How long have you known Max? When did that relationship start?
Well, I started in 76, and Max was a defense coordinator for football, so I got to know Max really well when we spent 24/7 together during football season with Dale Harder. So I've known Max for 44 years, and like I said, I started coaching with him in football, and it was an interesting time, me being 22 years old, and Max is very well respected.
When you think of Max Cousins, what comes to mind? Who is Max Cousins?
I got about maybe five or six things I think about when Max Cousins. Enthusiasm first. Max Cousins' enthusiasm. I've never seen anybody have as much enthusiasm for kids as he did. He was always enthused. Never saw him down ever. He was Max Cousins. He was a teacher. I thought a great teacher. I thought he really taught really well and got the respect of the kids. He loved to talk. Max loved to talk. I know our defensive areas, Max would still be talking when everybody else was doing the drills. And I know a couple of the coaches he worked for would say, Max, now we need to get going on the drills. And he did the same thing in football. Dedication. He was very dedicated to his kids. Very dedicated. He just took care of them and really everybody respected him very well, as I said again. And then the last thing, I think he's ornery, very ornery, and a smile on his face all the time. Max was always prodding you, always goofing around with you, and just had a great sense. He's still alive. He still has a great sense of humor. I just enjoyed, he was very enjoyable coaching with, and we got along very well, I thought. Mm-hmm.
And he came around, you know, you guys were coaches, you with the Washington boys and him with the Washington girls for, 20 plus years together. So go into that further. What was it like to be a coach alongside Max? How was that relationship on the track?
You know, we shared the track very well. We did our own thing and all that. Back then, there wasn't many co-ed meets. I mean, we had a conference meet, and that was really the only co-ed. So I never really saw Max other than at practice. And at practice, we always goofed around. He's always grabbing you, and he's always messing with you. But I always thought we had a great relationship. Like I said, meat-wise, I know his kids perform really well. Longevity is big, and Max was a demon and still a demon. And that's what I think he'll be remembered by, just because of what he left with all the girls and his football kids that he coached too.
Mm-hmm. Is there any one or two memories or stories you have at the top of your head about Max?
Yeah, so most of them I can't tell. he was ornery. I mean, he did a lot of ornery things. I know, back in football, we were getting beat. We were getting beat at halftime, and there was a it was a pretty huge game, and I think there was a pretty huge argument between everybody about what we should do on D and all this and all that. Max finally just stepped up and said, we're going to do this, and that's what we're going to live with. That's what we've done. And it ended up working, and we ended up winning. So, I mean, he stuck to his guns. He was very firm in what he did. And I just most of the stories were with his girls. I mean, his track girls. I mean, he spent hours and hours out here. I mean, he'd be here till 7 or 8 o'clock every night with his girls. And I know I'd be home and I'd come back and do something. He was still out here working on a specialty with his girls. So he just was a wonderful, he just is a wonderful man. Health wise now he's a little down, but, he's still hanging in there. And, I haven't seen him lately because I haven't been out. I saw him before Christmas, I think once, but, it's all good with him.
As it pertains to track, what type of coach was he? Did he have a specialty? What made him such a good track coach at Washington?
He had camaraderie with the girls. He got along with the girls really well. I think to be a coach, you can't be their friend, but they gotta believe in you and they gotta respect you and there's other things that happen. And guys and high school guys and high school girls that don't even pertain to track, and you got to be able to handle those things too, because and he was very good at that. I know he just really spent a lot of time, like I said, with the girls, and his specialty mainly was, I think, sprints. I think he works with the sprinters and he didn't spend much time with the distance, but he spent a lot of time with the field events. I know he's always with a shot and disc and all that kind of stuff all the time, but his main thing was, I think, sprinters and middle distance people. That's where he spent most of his time. Mm-hmm.
The reason why we're talking to you today, of course, Max has the Max Cousins Invitational. You have the Steve Roth Relay, so you kind of know what it feels like. What type of honor is it to have an event named after you, like Max has with the Max Cousins Invite?
Oh, it's very humbling. I mean, it's very humbling, and it's just, you spend a lot of time and put a lot of work into what you do, and to have somebody think highly enough of you to name something after you is very humbling. And I know Max was here for the first Max Cousin Relays Junior High meet, and he just had a grin on his face the whole time. And when they announced his name and with the relays, and all the hard work and everything he put into it, people respected that, and they recognized that, and that's what's very cool about having a relay named after you.
Any last words you want to say about Max or the Max Cousins Invitational?
Wish we had it. Wish we were having it this year. Should be coming up. Should have been this week, or I think next week maybe. His relay. So just if you're listening, Max, we love you. Take care of yourself. I know his wife Jean very well, and his kids ran for me, his boys, and it's just a special honor to be able to talk about Max.
Thanks to Steve Roth for participating in this historical segment. Longtime Washington High School boys track coach talking about the former Washington High School girls track coach Max Cousins and about the Max Cousins Invitational. Max is still residing in Washington to this day. Let's take a break here on the PM Sports page. We'll come back with another historical segment after this on AMFM KCII.